We're going to get an update now from the Boston suburb of Watertown, where police have set up a command center in a shopping mall parking lot. NPR's Jeff Brady is there and joins us now. And, Jeff, what are you hearing there?
Well, we expect to get a briefing from authorities here probably within about 10 minutes, and that's going to be very welcome. It's been about 6 hours since we heard from them. And the last time that they talked with us, they said that they were slowly progressing through the neighborhood. They're doing pretty intensive searching of people's houses and property. They said they were about 60 to 70% of the way through around noon Eastern time today. I suspect that that number is going to go up substantially, but it'll be interesting to hear what they have to say about what kind of progress they're making in nabbing their suspect.
Have you been able to talk at all with residents of Watertown?
Yeah, we can't talk to them directly because, of course, the neighborhoods are cut off as police are searching through there. But I've been able to reach people by telephone. I reached Sharon Teitelbaum a little earlier today, and she lives in a part of the area that is not receiving a whole bunch of attention, but still everyone has to stay inside of their houses. She says she's about a mile and a half away from where that shootout was this morning, and she says that there's a neighborhood listserv, a computer email list that people are kind of keeping in touch since they can't even go out and talk to each other in the yard. So despite the shelter-in-place directive, people are finding ways to keep in touch.
And what, as you understand it, is the status of the shutdown of public transit?
It's completely shut down. I mean, this city, for a workday, looks just empty downtown. It's extraordinary. No buses, no trains, no subways. The Amtrak from New York to Boston, completely shut down. There's nothing going on there. And taxis are able to pick up passengers, but most people are supposed to be sheltering in their homes throughout the city, not just in Watertown now. This is for the whole city. People just aren't moving around. This is almost like a snow day without snow.
And stores are closed? Businesses are just shut down?
They are. We're actually in a parking lot in front of a Target store, and we've been here since 3 in the morning, so we actually wouldn't mind being able to buy a few supplies, but that store is completely closed. There were some employees who showed up for work early this morning, but with the shelter-in-place directive, they had to go home.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady, who's at the Police Command Center in Watertown, Massachusetts.